This episode of Voices of the Elephant is brought to you by Nomad PHP. Start a habit of continuous learning. Visit nomadphp.com and subscribe today. Welcome to the Voices of the Elephant podcast. Each episode of Voices of the Elephant brings you an interview with a member of the PHP community. From project leaders to user group organizers, we talk to the people that are helping make the PHP community special. Hi, and welcome to another episode of Voices of the Elephant. We're here in Boston, Massachusetts, in the U.S., at Northeast PHP, and my special guest today is Mr. Joshua Warren. Say hey to everybody, Joshua.
Hi, everybody.
Now, Joshua, you're speaking here today. Matter of fact, you're speaking in the next time slot, and this is something that you're doing a lot of work on. Your topic is something you're doing a lot of work with. You're talking about Magento 2. Tell us a little bit, let's first talk about Magento 2 itself and then your involvement in that community. So what's special about Magento 2?
So Magento 2 is a complete rewrite of Magento. It brings it up to kind of modern PHP standards. Magento 1 was released back in 2007, mm-hmm. and a lot has changed since then.
Yeah.
So we're finally getting some things like composer support and different things like that that we're all very excited about.
Very cool. Now, what's your talk on here at Northeast PHP?
So I'm basically trying to get PHP developers excited about Magento 2. I'm doing a very quick run-through of a lot of the different technologies, new features, and then working through an example of writing a Magento 2 extension.
Mm-hmm. So you actually do live coding there or on the stage?
Not live. tried that a few times. Always seem to have some sort of issue crop up. So... Quasi-live. We worked through an example that I've basically already worked. So.
Oh, excellent. Well, the last time I did live coding during a session, that was how I ended it, because you never get it right when you're doing it live. So I always have the finished product, right, like the cooking show thing. And,
yes.
And here's what it looks like when it comes out of the oven, you know?
Yeah.
And what's the example that you're walking through in your session?
So we're walking through an example of adding a new shipping method, and it's actually a in-store pickup option.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a little more involved than your typical in-store pickup. It actually will support multiple store locations, so it's not your usual, it's not a foobar sort of example. It
mm-hmm.
Has some real good real-world applications.
Okay, now, were you involved in Magento 1 at all? Did you use Magento 1?
Oh, yeah. I've used Magento 1 since 2007.
Oh, wow.
I was there for the early kind of painful days of Magento 1, back before we really had documentation, and we were just slogging our way through. So that's one of the reasons I'm really excited about Magento 2, is just having that documentation, having that updated technology, comparing that to what we had when Magento 1 was released. It's
mm-hmm.
it's exciting.
Well, and the endorsement for Magento 2 means a lot more coming from somebody who has the battle scars for Magento 1, you know. Somebody that's just getting in Magento 2 now doesn't understand the history, and so I'm glad to see that the community is now rallying around. And quite honestly, I'm watching this community just explode. Ben Marks is just doing a phenomenal job of building this community, the Magento community. And I'm now seeing user groups, and Magento has its own conference, and just it's exploding. Now, are you active part of that whole community?
Oh, very much. And it was actually Ben Marks last year at PHP World, even though he wasn't there, that dragged me into the PHP community as a whole, kind
mm-hmm.
of encouraged me to get involved, look beyond just the Magento community.
Mm-hmm.
And that's something that not only is the Magento community really exploding, but I see more people in the Magento community stepping out into the PHP community. We
Excellent.
Were kind of this closed off, you know, we're Magento, not PHP sort of community, and I feel like that's really opened up in the past year or two.
That's great. We're now seeing the fruits of that labor in the Drupal community. Larry Garfield and a group that he was working with have started trying to open up the Drupal community, and I'm seeing a lot more of people that I used to just know as Drupal developers cross-pollinating, and it makes the PHP community stronger because we're learning all the lessons that Drupal learned, and it makes Drupal stronger. So I'm glad to see the Magento community doing the same thing, and I hope that we see the same progress there. Hey, speaking of Magento, you've got a book you're working on. Tell us a little bit about that.
All right, so I am working on programming with Magento 2. It's a complete walkthrough of kind of learning how Magento 2 works and then actually writing an extension for it and customizing it. So it's going to be out hopefully within the next month or so.
Excellent. And that is published by?
The PHP Arc team.
Oh, okay. PHP Architect. So, Kathy, we'll throw a link in the show notes to that as soon as it comes out, because it'll probably come out before this will. Right now, we're running about 2 months behind, so you know, it probably will come out. But I'm looking forward to seeing that. I think that about wraps it up for us. I'm really excited about what I see in the Magento community. I'm excited to see it both explode and start to spill over into the PHP community. I know there's an awful lot of lessons that y'all can share with us and things that we can learn from the Magento community. Appreciate y'all starting to reach out to us. Real quick, I'll ask you the same question I ask everybody. What's your local user group and what's the URL?
It's the Dallas PHP user group, and it's meetup.com/DallasPHP.
Okay, and that's run by Chris Cornett and a group of wonderful people over in Dallas, and we really appreciate all the work they do. Hey, Joshua, I want to say thank you for taking the time out of your schedule here at Northeast PHP to interview with us and talk to us, and thank you for all that you're doing to help grow the PHP community and the Magento community. Thanks for listening to Voices of the Elephant. Voices of the Elephant is copyright EICC Incorporated and released under a Creative Commons Attribution, No Derivatives, Share and Share Alike license. To nominate someone to be a guest on Voices of the Elephant, visit our website and click on the nominate link. The URL is voicesoftheelephant.com. Elephant is, of course, spelled ELEPHPANT.